When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A special guest here in the studio,
General Smiley.
General Smiley, yeah. Just featured right there on that one from Sunsplash in 1980. Huh?
Yeah.
We need a one love.
That's right. We still need a one love, yo, because we still ain't got it yet. Sensing.
But you're still working on it.
Right.
Putting out
right.
good songs with good lyrics.
Right, yeah.
And the whole thing. What are you working on now? I mean, where have you been since 1980? You were doing that with Michigan.
How, right.
What's going on with him?
We did a couple of things for Ras Records also. And I'm Volcano. And then now he's doing his own thing. And I'm working on my own thing. But we still do things together sometimes, though.
Is it like, how long have you been working with Michigan?
Since 1978.
1978. Michigan and Smiley together. Yeah. Those names are synonymous together.
Right. That's right. Yep.
How do you feel being out on your own now?
Well, it's like Bob Marley said, you know what I'm saying? Every man got the right to decide his own destiny. So, you know.
So you're working on your own destiny.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
And so you're starting your own record label. That's a big undertaking.
Right. Well, that's where I like to do my thing still. I like to, you see, that's the reason why I stick with the culture, right? Because that's really a big thing. Because most people don't like to really take onto the culture lyrics too easily. See what I'm saying? A lot of simple songs, which I can't do that. So I stick with my culture.
Well, we like songs that have a meaning. What good is a song that doesn't have any meaning at all?
I'm saying
it's very empty, very shallow.
Right? Cause you see, this song was made in 1980, and it could still be played right now when you hear it. I still have a meaning. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to do. Songs for the rich, for the poor, for the blind, for the dumb. You know what I'm saying for the literate, songs for strength. You know what I'm saying.
General Smiley of the Michigan and Smiley group.
Yes.
But now we can just call you like a solo artist now.
Yeah, General Smiley, yeah, straight up. You know?
But we will see you working with other artists.
Yeah, definitely.
So with your record company, do you plan on producing anybody else besides yourself?
Yeah, right now I have 10 songs right now on tape to be released early next year for a couple of DJs and singers in Jamaica and in New York. So I'm kicking off my thing like early next year. You see, the thing is, there's a lot of good people in Jamaica who can sing and DJ, and they have the vibe, right? They could do the right thing. But right now, everybody's going after the simple things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you go up to like a producer and say, hey, I got this song, so let me hear it. And you start some culture, you're going to say, what is it got? You got a girl song? So they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So, because girls are selling now. You know what I'm saying? But you can still sell a girl song, but with a different way. Boston! Check it. All right.
Yes. It's General Smiley in the studio here today with us.
Right. In a place. Yeah.
And Christmas is coming. And are you in good spirits, Smiley? What's the deal, man?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems a bit jolly and things. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel good, though. I feel good about myself. You know what I'm saying? And then, listen, I want to tell the girls them to come out to the show, because there's going to be enough niceness. Big things, because I will be there. And Sister Linda going to be there. Linda, big respect. Yeah, she's the main lady beside me. She like take care of same things and things.
So now, more music. We're waiting to get something new from you. I know you said you've done some work with Ross Records.
Yes. There's some couple of songs soon to be released. You know, solo, that's me, General Smiley up front.
And you have a band, or do you still work with Volcano, or who you work with?
No, I just lately, I just like go to the studio and leave my tracks, a voice on it, put them out.
And do it.
Yeah.
And it's done like that.
Yeah, that's me, you know.
That's it. And then when you go on tour, do you usually, when you did Sunsplash, I suppose you came on stage with Michigan and there was a band.
Yeah, there was a band. I think that was a Studio One band, if I'm not mistaken. Studio One.
Have you ever worked with your own band, or do you have any interest in doing that in the near future?
Yes, definitely. I try to put together my own band, especially for tour and things.
Who are your influences? Who are your favorites?
Favorites. Up front, straight up, Bob Marley. That's the number one person. That's who I always look to for certain amount of inspiration, Bob Marley. And then there's Big Youth. Whoever you're a Big Youth, they call him Jai Youth. You know what I'm saying? And then there's like Uroy, them people.
Oh, you should be a guest DJ with me sometime. I mean,
right, definitely, no problem.
Parallel musical tastes and visions here.
Right.
So, what if you could put together any band, just like you're an imaginary, a rhetorical thing, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, but if you could put together any band with your dream musicians.
Yeah.
What kind of band would you put together?
If I was going to use a lead guitarist, I'll go for China.
Yeah.
All right, China Smith. Okay, and bass, I'll go for Baga. He always told us to Studio One band. For keyboard, I'll go for Steele and Cleavey. For drums, Cleavey. Keyboard, I'll go for Steely. You know what I'm saying? And Pablo plays a good keyboard too. Pablo Black, a good keyboard.
So it sounds like a possible thing. You could probably throw that together.
Right. Whenever I get the green rolling.
Have you ever played with the Taxi Gang or anybody like that?
Yes. That was the first. That was like 1979.
That's the 70s again.
Yes, yeah. We did Sunsplash twice in the same year. We had was to work for Dennis Brown, because it didn't show up, and we had like two number one songs at the time.
And Dennis Brown didn't show up, so they put you on?
Yeah.
You know, that I've heard that happens to quite a few people. It happened to Pato Bantan, and that's what made him. Somebody didn't show up.
Right.
They threw him on again, and he, you know, got the warmest response. Is that's sort of what happened to you guys?
So we worked two nights in the Sunsplash.
So this Soon Come thing sort of has its advantages for certain artists that show up on time.
Yeah, on time, right?
So that goes to prove it's good to be there, man.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
So what you owe it all to Dennis.
Dennis Brown. No, not really, because we had number one songs right there. That's why, and there was a lot of DJs right there and singers. But it was us, because we had two number one songs. We're like hitting at a time.
That's great, man. And you've had just great success with everything that's come along.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully with this new album and with new songs and with your new production and record company, then things are just going to take off. We'll see We'll see you around here soon with your own band.
Right, most definitely. Look out for that.
Well, you want to talk up this next song? We're going to play off that song.
All right, this next song was like our first big hit on Jamaica, a thing called Nice Up the Dance. Here it is.